Rachel Peterson, a resident of Ionia, Michigan, says in July, Meyer pharmacist Richard Kalkman denied a medically necessary prescription to treat her miscarriage. Marissa Kovach, policy strategist for the ACLU of Michigan, filed a letter of complaint with Meyer on behalf of Peterson.
The pharmacist told her that he would not fill her prescription on account of being a good Catholic male. And then when she asked to talk to another pharmacist, he said there wasn't one on staff. And then he refused to transfer her prescription.
The medicine Peterson needed is called misoprostol, an alternative to a surgical abortion as the drugs induce a miscarriage.
When she told him that she had already miscarried, he told her that that was just her word. So he accused her of lying. And ultimately, she had to drive to the Meyer Pharmacy close to her home in Ionia to get her prescription filled, but that was a three-hour drive.
Kovach says the ACLU filed a complaint with Meyer Pharmacy Civil Rights Coordinator.
On account that Rachel was discriminated against because she was a woman, which is a violation of Michigan's public accommodation law, that they ensure that all customers moving forward receive their medication without undue delay, regardless of the personal beliefs of their pharmacist.
Kalkman is no longer employed at Meyer, according to a statement released by the company. Michigan is one of 26 states that prohibits abortion coverage with only life endangerment exception. Michelle Jokishpolo for WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.